Hello, Andy here, and welcome back for day 4. Yesterday we had a little look at what blocks us from putting ourselves first, taking breaks, and slowing down. Today we're looking at positivity, lightheartedness, and we're going for a spin round the office on a walking adventure I think you'll enjoy. We naturally don't look at the positive, as we're pre-programmed from when we were primordial beings to look at the negative, to look at danger, as it kept us alive many moons ago. So we need to work at connecting with the positive and actually look at what's going right in a particular moment. So with a bit of mindful searching, we can tweak a few parts of our day to bring a bit more enjoyment and positivity in. So my first top tip is find a mindful buddy. It's great to have a buddy in the office you can chat to, offload a bit, and disconnect from work. Try and seek that person out as much as possible. If that person doesn't exist, which they don't always, have a photo on your desk of someone that makes you smile, someone that inspires you, or a place you've been, or haven't been yet, that you're in awe of. And a simple photo of something in nature can really bring about some positivity. In fact, research shows that looking at a photo of nature has similar benefits to actually being out in nature. So when you're at work, beginning to seek out the positive, whether it's a person or an object. If your workplace doesn't contain that thing, bring it along with you. Now, it's no surprise that a lot of office jobs mean sitting. We can sit for hours and hours each day without getting up. The issue with this is when we sit, we store up tension, and we don't always have a release. We can literally sit on challenging emotions and thoughts. Life is about ebb and flow and movement, but we're so busy, we don't always get a chance to do that. We need to walk, people, and walking can actually help us work through an idea, increase our creativity, or just wake up our body a bit. It's often when I get up to walk and make a cup of tea that I get a new idea or a solution to a problem pops into my head. There are some scientific studies that show movement can increase creativity and inspire us too. Have you ever gone for a walk and had a great idea? It's because you've allowed your body to relax and your mind to settle, and we're more likely to have ideas when we're at ease. So here's Andy's top tips for getting up and walking about. 1. Set your alarm every 45 minutes and get up for a 3-minute break, and you can have a wander around the office, and that's going to be our meditation for today. This is the first wandering around the office meditation that's ever been created. Number 2. Drink lots of water, because it's good for you, and it means you have to get up a little bit more to use the restroom. And number 3, it's an obvious one, but go outside at lunchtime. A bit of fresh air, a bit of a walkabout, can turn your day around. Okay, it's time for our meditation today. This meditation is the Stealth Office Walk Meditation, and it can be done on your way back from your comfort break. I wouldn't do it on the way there, or it might become a discomfort break. You can practice this at home with my guidance, or if you can wear headphones at work, simply press play and go for a wander around the office. So, as the door closes, as you leave the women's or men's restroom, turn on your mindful superpowers, as we're going for a mindful office walk. Keep your eyes open for this one, probably a little bit safer. Beginning by feeling your feet on the ground, simply standing. If anyone walks past, simply nod and smile at them, pretending you're waiting for someone, all the while maintaining focus on your feet on the ground. Your mission is to walk around the office with no particular purpose, while looking intentional, interacting with people where absolutely necessary, while focusing on your feet. The key to this meditation is your feet. So beginning to walk around the office, feeling the contact points of your feet on the floor, and walk at a normal casual pace around the office, so not to arouse any suspicion. Noticing if your feet feel warm or cool. being aware of every and any sensation, really becoming aware of those pressure points as your feet meet the ground. Also becoming aware of where your feet come into contact with the shoes that you're wearing. And if you need to interact, staying on your feet and checking in with your body after that interaction. Noticing if you feel more positive, negative, or neutral from that interaction. Be curious. And continuing to walk around the office, simply focusing on your feet. And if you get lost in the outside world, checking in with your body, noticing if you feel unsettled, a bit caught up in the busyness, maybe a bit self-conscious. Notice those feelings without judging yourself. And you can always bring some humour to this meditation. So not taking it too seriously. This is a stealth mission that only you know about. So continuing to walk around the office with that awareness of your feet. And you might notice computers, desks, people, lights, particular sounds. But the main focus is always your feet. And if you alert any suspicion, and your body gets triggered, noticing that slight fight, flight or freeze response, allow it to be there, remembering to bring some humour to this. Maybe smile to yourself. And then return to your feet, wandering around your office, looking like you're doing something. Now it's time to return back to base. Your mindful mission is almost complete. So completing a circle around the office, rather than turning and walking back, as that could arouse suspicion. And walking back to your desk. Sitting down at your chair. As we end this meditation, congratulations on completing your mission. How was it to be amongst the busyness while remaining focused on your feet? And was that the most ridiculous meditation you've ever done? But there's a very solid purpose to this meditation. You're bringing your mindful awareness straight into your day. And actually the act of focusing on your feet, you can use any time, especially if you're having a difficult conversation with someone. They don't know you're placing your awareness on your feet. But it's a great way to ground yourself and be in your body as you speak. Of course you're still listening to them, but you're anchoring yourself in the present moment by simply noticing the contact points of your feet. And you can do this stealth meditation anytime you get up. Nobody knows that you're doing this informal meditation. And this is a fantastic practice for training your focus when the outside world is moving at speed. That's all for today. Tomorrow we're going to bring mindful presence to maybe your favourite or worst part of the day, the commute to work. If you don't commute, you can still try this meditation sat at home at your desk as a way to check in with your senses and reconnect with the present moment. Take care, go well, and we'll check in tomorrow for day 5.